morning.
早安。
This is the passage we're going to preach on.
这是我们今天要用的, 信息, 这个信息。
Let's read this passage together in Chinese first.
我们一起用中文来念。
一二三。
我要成全圣徒, 各尽其职, 建立基督的身体, 只等到我们众人在真道上同归为于一, 认识神的儿子, 得以长大成人, 满有耶稣的身量, 使我们不再做小孩子, 中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术, 被一切异教之风摇动, 飘来飘去, 随从各样的异端, 唯用爱心说诚实话, 凡事长进, 连于元首基督, 全身都靠他联络得合适, 百节各按各职, 照着身体的功能, 彼此相助, 便叫身体渐渐增长, 在爱中建立自己。
Let's read the English together.
To equip his people for the work of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the ways and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and the craftiness of people in this deceitful world scheming. Instead, speaking in truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to worship you today.
感谢神让我们有机会能够敬拜你。
This is the day you made.
这是你的日子。
Lord, help us to understand, and this is your grace that we have an opportunity to worship you, to praise you every Sunday.
这是我们的荣耀, 我们的, 权利, 能够在每个礼拜天早上能够敬拜你。
May the Holy Spirit guide us today from Alpha to Omega.
愿神 从始到终,
may your name be glorified.
求你的名得到荣�ao.
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告, Amen.
I just came back from China. It's only like 6.5 days.
六天半以前我刚刚从中国大陆回来。
Last Friday evening I came back.
Yeah, 就上个礼拜五的晚上回来的。
It was so busy for the last few days.
Yeah, 前几天我是非常的忙。
A lot of things happened.
Yeah, 很多事情发生了很多事情。
And you're going to hear about it, some of the things happened today.
Okay, 今天你会听到有些事情跟大家提一提。
The topic is the secret of the spiritual growth.
今天的主题是叫做属灵生命的成长的秘诀。
This book, Why I Became an Atheist, is a book recommended by my professor.
这本书我当我在做神学院学读书的时候，我的教授推荐这本书，它的著名叫做《我为什么成为一个无神论者》。But
it was written by a former pastor.
但是作者是一个从前是一个牧师。But
how did it happen to him?
那他到底发生什么事情呢？
This is Mr. John Loftus.
Yeah, 这个作者叫做约翰罗夫特斯。So
I was eager to buy this book and read about how he became a non-Christian.
所以我很迫切地想读这本书，然后想了解他为什么从一个基督徒可以变成一个无神论者。And
how could a former pastor not only renounce his faith in Jesus Christ, but also wrote a book against it?
怎么可能说一个前是一个牧师，他不但放弃了他的信仰，而且还公开的写着一本书来攻击基督信仰。
Not only one book, he wrote several books.
不只是这本书，他写了很多本书。
He said, "There's no God."
他说这里没有神。
So I was eager to buy this book and read what happened to him.
所以我就很想读这本书。
And before I read the book, I have a hunch that what might have happened to him.
在我读之前，我就有一个灵感，就是知道大概很可能是因为什么原因。
Lo and behold, moral failure did it.
果然不其所然，是因为一个道德的败坏所引起的。
Personal moral failure has been one of the reasons why Christians became non-Christians.
我们知道私人的败坏往往是让一个基督徒丧失信仰的一个最主要的原因。
But why?
但是为什么呢？
Was the personal failure a symptom or a cause?
所以一个个人的败坏是因为是因呢还是果呢？
What's the underlying cause of someone who has been a professing Christian but renounced his faith and became an atheist.
所以让一个口里曾经承认耶稣为主的人，他到底是什么这个深远的这个最深的原因是什么，让他成为一个变成一个放弃他信仰而且是反对基督的人？
Losing one's faith in Christ is the ultimate spiritual failure.
然后就是丧失了在耶稣基督里的信心是一个最大的失败。
As direct contrast to spiritual growth.
是一个最大的属灵上的失败，就是跟这个属灵上的成长是正好是正相反的。
Today's topic is the secrets of spiritual growth, knowing the Son of God.
所以今天的主题就是属灵生命成长的秘诀，就是认识神的儿子。
This is the passage we just read, but this is the NASB version.
我们刚刚读过这个圣经。
So I'm not going to read it again.
是另外一个版本的 NASB.
This is comparing the Union version and the NASB version.
这是和合版的圣经。
This Bible passage is the blueprint for building up the body in Christ.
这一段圣经主要是讲了怎么样那个建造神耶稣的身体，就是教会。
Why does it have anything to do with personal or in spiritual growth?
那这个跟个人的一个属灵的成长有什么关系呢？
Let me ask you a few questions.
请容我问大家几个问题。
If some member of body of Christ has spiritual problem, would it affect the health of the body of Christ?
如果这个中间有些部门有了属灵的问题的时候，请问对这个整个的身体有影响吗？
If only one member of the body has some issues, would it affect the health, the growth of the body of Christ?
如果是中间的有人有的这个属灵的问题的时候，请问对整个教会的运作成长有关系吗？
When we look at this passage, can we find something to unlock and something to open the door and clear the pathway to spiritual growth?
所以当我们看这个经文的时候，是不是你觉得我找到一把的钥匙，可以打开这个门，然后从这个通道走过去，让我们灵带我们走到一个健康教会的一个道路上？
The main theme of the book of Ephesians is that the church is the body of Christ.
这个以弗所书主要讲的就是说教会的成长。
Which is led by Christ, who is the head of church.
然后他是由耶稣基督，就是教会的头来带领的。
In order to build the body of Christ, the saints, the believers, are to be equipped for the work.
如果教会就是耶稣的身子要有成长的话，我们这些信徒圣徒们就必须要能够装备自己。
In verse, let's look at verse 13.
我们看第十三节。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, and to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Then we look at verse 14.
看一下第十四节。
As a result, there are no longer we are no longer be children tossed here and there by ways of carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去， 就随从各样的异端。
In verse 15,
15节,
by speaking the truth in love, we are grown up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ.
我用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
All in all, the ultimate goal is to build up the body of Christ.
总而言之，这个最终的目标就是要建造耶稣的身体身子。
After studying and analyzing this particular passage, I believe the key is in verse 13.
所以当我读了这个研读这个话这些话语后，我觉得最重要的一句就是第十三节讲的认识神的儿子。
Until we all attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of Son of God.
所以我们先要得到在真道上的归于同一，然后认识神的儿子。
What does it mean by the Son of God?
我们要问一下什么叫做神的儿子？
The knowledge of the Son of God. What does it mean by that?
认识神的儿子又是什么意思呢？
Is there a difference between the knowledge of God and knowledge of Son of God?
在认识神跟认识神的儿子中间有分别吗？
Who is the Son of God?
谁是神的儿子？
Peter says Jesus is the Christ, the Son of living God.
彼得就说主耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
Christianity without Christ's perfect redemption is just another religion.
如果基督教如果没有耶稣基督的救赎，就不是，就跟别的宗教是没有分别的。
All sinners must do good works to gain salvation.
所有的罪人必须要行善事，然后把他带到这个救赎。
Which ultimately is in vain.
但是这种方法以做工来求救赎的方法，最终还是没有用的。
Just to be honest, brothers and sisters. Just to be honest, brothers and sisters.
我们诚实一点好吧，弟兄姐妹们。
When you come to church on Sunday,
当你礼拜天来到教会的时候，
Do you come to church for the reason of Christ?
你来教会是为了耶稣的原因吗？
Let's go back to Ephesians 4:12.
再回到以弗所书四十二到十六。
We study this passage. We having the knowledge of the Son of God in the unity of Christ that will help prevent spiritual chaos and problems.
当我们在真道上能够同归于一，然后能够认识神的儿子的时候，就让我们不再被别人的欺瞒，不再受别人的诡计。Even
Christ is into church.
变成一个以基督为中心的一个教会。There
are two other points stand out in the passage I want to raise your attention.
这里我请大家注意有两个经节我觉得特别要注意的。The
first one, equipping the saints, verse 12.
第十二节为要成全，也就是装备圣徒。And
number two, we are no longer be children.
另外一个就是我们不再是，第十四节，我们不再做小孩子，也就是婴儿的意思。
When you look at NASB translation, it says infants should be as children should be infants.
Yeah, 当你参照它原文的，应该是它这个小孩子应该是婴儿的意思，小 baby 的意思。
When we look at verse 12,
我看第十二节的时候，
for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to build on up the body of Christ, in order for us, the body of Christ, attaining the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. We must equip. We must get equipped for the work of service.
Okay, so we要那个做神圣圣工的话，一定要先要成全，也是装备我们自己。装备就是装备的意思。成全信徒，成全信徒，其实就是装备的意思。Verse
14.
第十四节.
As a result, we are no longer be children.
也因此，我们不再做小孩子了。
Tossed here and there by waves of and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by the craftiness and deceitful scheming.
然后做小孩子会中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异端之风摇动，然后飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
As I said, children in the original Greek is infants.
我刚刚提到，就是希腊文原文这个小孩子意思就是 infant， 就是这个婴儿的意思。
I will explain further.
我一下还会再做解释。
As the title of the sermon says, the secret of the spiritual growth, knowing the Son of God.
所以今天的题目就是说，属灵生命成长秘诀就是认识神的儿子。
As it implies, spiritual growth must go through the grinds of intellectual process of knowing the Son of God.
所以当我们要属灵成长，我们必须要经过一个过程，就是在知识跟智慧上能够认识神。
I believe there are four main ingredients as prescribed by the Bible.
我觉得要这样的话，有四个最重要的要件，就是要素，圣经所提的。
The first one, faith in Christ taught by the Scripture and equipped for good works.
这提摩太后书三章十五到十节讲的，信靠耶稣，明白圣经，装备行善。
Let's look at the passage.
我们看一下这个经文。
And that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom, and that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate equipped for every good work.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
In the Chinese Union version, the word "equip" is missing.
在这个和合本的这个装备这个字是没有包括在里面的。
When you look at the new translation in Chinese, it has it.
当你看这个新译本的话，它就有这个字眼“装备”这个字眼。
There are multiple benefits of reading and studying the Bible.
当我们读圣经的时候，有很多很多的好处。
In verse 15, it says, "Knowing the Scripture, which are able to give a person's wisdom that leads to salvation through faith in Jesus Christ."
像十六节讲的说，圣经十五节好的，并且知道你们从小明白圣经，这个圣经就是你能够因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。然后圣经都是神所默示的，与教导、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
That is one must be a genuine disciple of Christ before he can begin to understand the Scripture.
就是比方说，这个人必须要是一个真实的信徒，他才能够明白圣经。
Once a person to put his faith in Jesus Christ,
当人把他的信心摆在耶稣身上的时候，
he reads the Scripture for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness.
他读经的时候就会得到这个神给我们的默示、教训、督责、使人归正等等的学，使人学义。
And then in verse 17, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
然后十七节说，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
The secret of the spiritual growth, knowledge of the Son of God, point number two.
然后第二点，这个认识神的秘诀呢，要件呢？
Trust in the Holy Spirit for understanding the truth and taught by the Holy Spirit.
就是要依靠圣灵明白真理，教导属灵的事。
Let's look at the passage of 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书二章十一到十三。
For who among men knows the thought of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the thought of God no one knows except the spirit of God. Now we have received.Not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak in the words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。我们所领受的并不是世上的道，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事，并且我们讲说这些事， 不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
In a nutshell, this passage says spiritual things are taught by the Holy Spirit.
总而言之，就是属灵的事必须要圣灵来教导。
Let's look at the other passage.
看另外一个段圣经，约翰福音。
John 16, verse 13.
16:13, 约翰福音。
But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into the all truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事都告诉你们。
In a nutshell, or in short, the Holy Spirit will guide us to all the truth.
总而言之，就是圣灵要领导我们，让我们明白一切的事情。
Several years ago, I was asked by a member of the Daniel Group.
几年以前，在我一个查经小组叫做丹以理这个查经小组，有一个人就问，一个姐妹就问我。
It's a fellowship founded by myself and my wife about 14 years ago.
就是十四年前，就是我跟我太太两个人成立的这样一个查经的组。
My wife and I has been their mentor for 9 years.
我太太跟我已经是带领这个小组大概有九年了。
Yeah. This member asked me a question.
然后这个组员就问了我一个问题。
If the fellowship could allow a non-Christian to lead a Bible study,
这个我们可不可以允许一个没有不信主的人去带领查经呢？
The reason behind this question is,
然后他有理由的。
She said, if the non-Christian study the Bible and lead the Bible, he or she has the opportunity.To understand the Bible and become a Christian.
他说，如果一个非信徒，然后他能够研读神的话语，然后甚至带领查经，他这个通过读神的话语，可以变成一个基督徒。
I thought about it a little bit and I said no.
我想了好一会儿，然后我给他答案就是不可能。
Then I asked a question.
然后我就反问他一个问题。
With the same reason, can we allow non-Christians to preach on Sunday and then so that he can become a Christian while preaching?
如果是照这样同样的逻辑或者道理的话，那是否可以容许一个非基督徒在礼拜天在台上证道呢？这样的话，让他成为一个基督徒呢？
What do you think?
你认为怎么样？
Is he studying the Bible, leading the Bible would become a Christian?
光是读经，然后甚至带领查经，是不是就让一个人可以作为基督徒，成为基督徒呢？觉得怎么样？
The secret of spiritual growth.
Okay, 属灵生命的秘，成长的秘诀是
a knowledge of the Son of God.
认识神的儿子。
The first point, faith in Christ taught by the scripture and equipped for good works.
Okay, 第一要点是，要件是信耶稣基督，然后明白圣经，装备行善。
Point number two, trust in the Holy Spirit for the understanding, the truth, and taught by the Holy Spirit.
第二点就是说要依靠圣灵来明白真理，然后教导属灵的事。
Point number three, filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
第三点就是在属灵的智慧悟性上知道神的旨意。
Let's look at Colossians 1:9.
我们来看一下哥罗西书。第一章第九节。
This is Paul is writing a letter to the Colossians.
然后这个保罗就写信给哥罗西的教会。
Paul says he's been praying for them.
保罗说我一直不断地为你们祷告。
For this reason, also since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
因此我们自从听见的日子也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
Let's look at the verse 9 closely.
我们仔细的看一下第九节。
The Apostle Paul has been praying for the Colossians to be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
所以保罗是不断的祷告，为他们祷告，希望他们在所有的属灵的智慧言语上，特别为这个祷告。
It is clear here that intellectual understanding and spiritual wisdom leads to knowledge of the will of God.
这里很明显，就是说，当你在属灵上的智慧跟悟性，可以让你带领你去认识神的旨意。
By reading the Word of God consistently and continually is one of the most effective ways to know the will of God intellectually.
就是有恒心不断的研读神的话语，是一个让你能够知道神的旨意的一个方法。
Knowing the will of God, that is reading the Bible, does not mean knowing God.
当我们读经的话，我们可以明白神的旨意，但并不表示你就认识了神。
Knowing God, and then we look at that, because with the title of this is knowing the Son of God, then we're going to look at the next point.
Yeah, 因为我们的主题是说认识神，我们再看一下下面一点。
Point number three, we just read, filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual understanding.
第三点，我们就说在属灵的智慧悟性上知道神的旨意。
Point number four.
第四点呢?
Bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神，多认识神。
In this verse, the Apostle Paul charges the Colossians to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him by bearing fruit in every respect.
所以在这里，保罗就是鼓励这个哥林居教会的人。你知道神的旨意了，但是你还是要在什么，在所有的善事上多结果子，这样你可以渐渐的多知道神，多认识神。
That means while doing good works, bearing fruits, one is gaining the knowledge of God.
也就是说，当你在善行上多结果子的时候，你一个好的这个结果就是你能够渐渐的多认识神，多知道神。
Clearly, this passage urges Christians to practice our belief by bearing fruits in every good works.
所以就告诉我们，基督徒要身体力行，要能够在善事上多结果子，这样你才能够多认识神。
Yeah, thereby knowing who God is.
Yeah, 这样的话，你能够慢慢的多方面了解神，认识神。
In other words, knowing the knowledge of the will of God intellectually noted in verse 9.
就我们看到第九节，就是说，当你在聪明智慧上，来认识神的话，
认识神的旨意了。
认识神的旨意。
It is not the same as increasing the knowledge of God.
并不等于你就真正的能够多知道神，多认识神。
The knowledge of God is more than intellectually understand the will of God.
认识神是远超过只是在知识跟悟性上知道神。
The knowledge of God is increasing by practicing the will of God.
要认识神，你必须要身体的力行的去做，多做在神里面的善事，多结果子。
And verse 9 tells you about knowing the will of God.
第九节告诉你如何知道神的旨意。
And verse 10 it tells you practicing the word of God, then you know who God is.
然后第十节告诉你必须去身体力行，然后你才能够真正的认识神。
It's also gradually increasingly knowing the knowing God.
然后是逐渐的慢慢的多认识神。
Let's look at the passage in the Romans.
我们看一下罗马书十二章第二节。
This apostle says, and do not be conformed to this world, but to transform by renewing your mind, so that you may prove that the will of God is that which is good.And acceptable and perfect.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
I'm going to tell you a story happened this week.
我现在要跟大家讲个故事了。
The real story.
真的发生在我身上的。
It's happened in the past few days.
哦，就是过去几天，刚刚发生的事。
It ended on Friday. It happened in 3 days.
Oh, okay. 的礼拜五啊，礼拜五。
This passage says, "Do not conform to this world."
这个教我们说不要效法这个世界。
Normally, I don't.
Personally.
Personally.
Yeah, 一般的话我是不会去效法这个世界的。
About 15 years ago, I bought my house.
Yeah, 大概十四年、十五年前，我买下了我的房子。
It was just a house.
就是一个房子。
A barren land.
I'm sorry, barren. 啊，空的，什么都没有。OK, 什么都没有。
So I spend money.
所以就花钱去装修啊，等等的。
It's on the outside, a little bit on the inside.
Yeah, 以外面的里面。
So I went through about a couple of years.
然后过了几年。
All the things that I did, contractor, all things I did were all legal.
然后我发现我所有做的这些事，通过这个包工做的所有事情都是 illegal,
all legal.
All legal, 都是合乎规定的 all illegal.
I did it. I want to make sure every contract is a license.
因为我要确定说每一个包工的这个建筑的人，他是有一个执照的，合法执照的。
Every work is approved in blueprint.
每一个工作都是能够通过检验的。
So I had probably over 10 different permits.
哦，我可以查的大概十
permits.
哦，十几个，我需要取得十几个这个许可证。
So I went through everything and did it right. Maybe I overpaid, but it was good.
所以每件事都是合法的，都是合乎规定的。即使我多花钱也是很好，每件事都很好。
So, there were a couple of hiccups, but it went through no problem. God graced upon me.
Okay, 所以有一点点小小的问题也都解决了，没什么问题。
So that's usually my practice. I don't take anybody no license with no permit.
所以我的习惯就是我从来不接受任何就是没有执照的人来给我做工。
But this year on Monday, I mean this week on Monday.
但是这个上一个礼拜五的时候
，Yeah, a young guy came to my door.
有一个年轻人来到我的门口。
He came to my door about a year ago.
哦，他以前也来过，我们在一年前来过我们家。
I think I fairly remember him.
Yeah, 但是我是觉得有点熟，但是不太认识他。
He gave me a card. He said he's cut trees.
哦，他说啊，他是在那边砍树的。
So he's doing tree trimming things like that.
在邻居那边在砍树。
And I saw the card says license and insurance.
Yeah, 他跟我说我有 license, 有执照的。
But I know the rule is if you're licensed, you have to put the license number on it.
那我知道就是你如果有执照，你必须要有个执照的号码。
But I didn't see it, so I asked, well, "Where's the license?"
然后我就说你的执照怎么没号码呢？你这号码在哪里嘞？
He said, "I'm afraid somebody took my license."
Oh, 他说
of it.
Oh, 他说有人把我的 license 拿掉了。
And then he gave me a quote. And then he said, "My license is my father's license."
然后他就给我一个报价，然后就说我的执照是在我父亲的执照下面。
So he gave me a he was going to give me a contract tomorrow.
然后他明天就要给我一个合同，告诉我大概是多少钱这样子。
So what happens is, he asked me to give him a deposit cash.
他跟我说你要先给我一个定金吧，然后用现金，定金要是必须是现金。
I don't usually deal with cash.
我通常的话我不会给现金做定金的。
I wrote him a check.
我给他一个支票，$500的支票。
So when he brought over the contract tomorrow, he already started working.
然后当他第二天把那个这个合同拿来的时候，他已经开始做工了。
Then I kind of felt, and then he actual time, at the time he showed me his father's license on the cell phone, which is on the state website.
Okay, 然后他同时也在这个手机上打出他父亲的执照，因为网站上可以查出来的，说他有父亲的执照。
But his father's name and his name last name is different.
但是他爸爸的名姓跟他的姓是不同的。
And he goes, that's my father, but my mother has the same last name.
他就说这是我爸爸没错，就是我跟我的妈妈姓。
He's a smooth talker.
他是这个人是很讲话是非常的油滑的。
So in between believing him and doubt, I kind of lean on believing, not because of the price.
Okay, 就是在他信跟不信中间，因为他很会说话，所以我就倾向于相信他，不是因为价钱的原因。
So I end up signing a contract with him.
所以我就跟他签了这个合同。
And then, instead of one day, he finished. Instead of 2 days, he finished in 1 day.
So he, this work, 原来是应该两天的活儿，他一天就干完了。
And then he said, "What about a fence? We can do the painting. My father is a
general contractor.
Okay, 他说，那你这个栏杆要不要油漆上？我爸爸是一个总工头啊。
I give you a contract tomorrow. He should write the contract tomorrow.
Yeah, so 我就给他一个合同，明天。
But I was busy this week.
但是我这个礼拜实在是非常忙。
I was in the morning. I mean, in the morning, I went out because my van had some problem. I have to get it fixed.
Yeah, 因为我的车子有问题，我一早就要去修这个车。
I didn't come back until like 10 o'clock, 10:30.
然后我一直到10点半以后才回来。
The next day, he was already painting the fence.
所以他第二天他就已经开始在漆我的那个。
He asked me if I could change the color to white.
他跟他问我说，你要不要把它改成漆成白色的？
When I came back about 10:30, I kind of suspect that he did not do the sanding of the fence.
然后当我回来的时候，我就发现他，我有一个怀疑，就是他大概没有磨那个，就先要在漆之前，先要把那个木头这个磨平。
It was metal, the rust on the iron fence.
Okay, 那个生锈的东西。
But he said he already did it.
然后跟我讲说，我做了，我已经把你那个生锈的东西都磨掉了。
How could he do it in less than 2 hours and then also painted it already?
Yeah, 你两个小时。
The prime, the first layer.
Yeah. 两个小时你先要准备，你先要。
So along the way, he kind of suspected.
所以我就很有怀疑了。
He said he was going to give me 3 coatings.
他说他要给我油三层。
First 2 colors, and then the first one, no, actually it's 4. One is prime, 2 color paint, and then last one clear coating.
Yeah, 其实这四层，第一个是把它预备，把那个湿木好，然后第二层是两层油漆，然后最后一层是一个亮光漆的。
Well, I kind of suspect he didn't do it because I was right at the window and kind of check every 10 minutes.
Yeah, 我很有怀疑，因为我每两十分钟我就在窗户这边观看他。
But he didn't see me.
但他没有看到我，所以。
But he thought I was bluffing that I did not see it.
他以为我是在那边说大话。
But when I suspected, I found out the name and called the guy, the father supposedly.
但是我当我有心里有怀疑的时候，我就打电话给这个所谓这个license这个执照的人，这个名字这个人，所谓的他的爸爸。
There were 2 people on the other line.
有两个人在电话那边，有两个人。
One more Spanish, less English. One is more English, one's more Spanish.
一个是比较讲西班牙话多的，一个是比较讲英文多的。
They all deny this guy is his son.
他们两个人，他打了两个同样名字，他两个人，然后就说，我根本不认识这个人，你这个给你做工这个人，我根本不认识。
Ask me to not sign any contract with him.
跟我讲说，你千万不要跟他签什么合同。
But he already also said they already reported him, and the state is after him.
他也说这些，他们已经报告给这个州政府的，他们的州政府已经在。
But I already signed 2 fraudulent contracts.
但是我已经签了两个不合法的合同。
And paid money.
然后钱都付出去了。
And he didn't do the work.
然后他工作也没有做好。But
problem I have is, I made multiple mistakes.
其实我的问题就是我犯了很多的这个错。
I seldom do that.
我平常是不会这样子的。
But I learned my lessons.
但是我也学了一个功课。
But what happened Friday, I'm going to tell you later. The last day.
然后结果最后是怎么了？
I'll tell you later at the end of the sermon.
讲完道以后再跟你讲。
So you don't go to sleep right now.
所以你现在不会马上睡着，因为还有故事还在继续中啊。 清醒着了啊！
Just a few minutes ago, we look at this passage.
几分以前我们看的是这个以弗所书4:13-14节。
It says here, "Until we attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God."
是在真道里面合一，然后能够认识神，然后能够不做小孩子，能够成长。
As a result, we are no longer infants.
然后因为我们就不再做小孩子，不再做婴儿。
That's the Greek word.
Yeah, 希腊文是婴儿的意思。
Tossed here and there by waves of carry about by every wind of doctrines and trickery of men by craftiness and deceitful scheming.
众的人的诡计和欺骗的法术被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Okay, this is talking about that we no longer children.
这里跟我们讲说，我们不应该再是做小孩子，不应该再是婴儿了。
Let's look at the other one, another passage in Hebrews. 5:12.
希伯来书的一段经文5:12-14，讲到婴儿。
Okay, I'm going to read 12, 13 and 14. For though by the time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and you have to come to need milk, not solid food. For everyone who partakes only milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil.
好，这里讲的说，看你们学习的功夫本该做师父，谁知道还有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的才能够吃干粮，他的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹了。他的心窍习练得通达。
Look at verse 13.
我们看一下第十三节。
Someone who's taking milk is an infant.
当你吃奶的话，你就是一个婴孩。
If you're an infant, you take milk.
呀，你是婴孩的话，你自然而然你就是喝的就是牛，就是牛，就是奶。
It's not an adult.
呀，你不是一个成人。
But look at the new translation.
我们看一下这个新译本的哈，刚刚念的是和合本的，然后新译本的
Look at verse 14. It's no longer translation. Is as a better translation is talking about senses.
Yeah, 这边特别有讲说它是心窍，和本讲心窍，但是这个新译本它的翻译是它的官能，它的五官操练的纯熟。
What is senses in Greek?
在希腊文里这个官能 senses 是什么意思呢？
Sensory experience, sensation.
Yeah, 就是这官能的反官能的这些反应这些东西。
Perceive, discern through senses.
Yeah, 这些经验，这观感官能上面的经验是必须要通过这些感官来。
So in Greek, in English dictionary, senses means 5 senses: eye, which is vision; nose.Mouth, ear, and hand.
就是我们中国人说的五官，五种感，观感就是，眼睛、耳朵、鼻子、嘴巴跟手。通过这些，我们能够实际的操练。
What does it mean by having senses trained to discern good and evil?
什么叫做他的观能因为操练纯熟就能够分辨是非了呢？什么意思呢？
When you look at the context, means life experience.
所以整体来看，就是一个真实的生命的一个经历经验。
As opposed to just reading the Bible.
然后不是只是书上，就是读神的话语，没有身体力行。
In summary, in Ephesians.
我们做一个总结的话。在哥林以弗所书4:13，
infants are lack of knowledge of the Son of God.
因为这个婴儿的话，他是不可能知道神、认识神的，神的儿子的。
They are easily be deceived and trickery of men.
非常容易被人家的诡计受上当受骗。
In this Hebrew passage,
在这个希伯来书这一段的经文中
，it is essentially saying infants are without real life experience and can only partake milk.
Yeah, 就是婴儿的话，他没有一个身体力行的实际经验，所以他不能够去得吃这个干粮，只能吃奶。
Those who have real life experience, that is through our senses, in conjunction with the word of righteousness, which is the Bible, who train us, the disciples, to discern good and evil.
所以，当我们能够透过我们的感官去身体力行，有着实际经验，再加上神的话语。我们就能够操练的纯熟，就能够分辨是非。
If you want to hit the conclusion of my hear the conclusion of my story, I'm going to be run over a little bit.
我待会儿就讲到我的故事的结局了。
So this is a conclusion.
好，这个是最后的结局，
结论。The secret of the spiritual growth is knowing a knowledge of the Son of God.
所以这个属灵生命成长秘诀就是认识神的儿子。
Faith in Christ taught by the Scripture and equipped for good works.
信靠耶稣，明白圣经，装备行善。
Trust in the Holy Spirit for understanding the truth and taught by the Spirit.
然后第二个就是要依靠圣灵明白真理，教导属灵的事。
Filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
在属灵的智慧跟悟性上知道神的旨意。
Bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
就是能够身体力行，在一切善事上多结果子，渐渐的多知道神，多认识神。
If you're gonna, you're gonna remember one point, you remember this.
Yeah, 你如果只记一件事情的话，你要记得这也。
The secret of spiritual growth is actually is not a secret.
Yeah, 属灵生命所谓的秘诀其实根本不是秘诀。
Knowledge of the Son of God.
就是要认识神 ，That's it， 就是认识神。
认识神的儿子。
认识神的儿子，对，认识耶稣基督，神的儿子。
Why?
为什么呢？
Those are the four points.
就是这四点。
You have to be a believer to know, to study the Bible.
你必须要信徒才能够去读圣经。
Get equipped for good works.
然后装备自己能够行各样的善功。
The Bible is only taught by the Holy Spirit.
然后圣经是属灵的话，必须要属灵来告诉你的。
When you read the Bible, you know the will of God.
当你是读经的时候，你会明白神的旨意。
Knowing the will of God is not good enough.
然后只是知道神的旨意还不够。
You really know God, you have to practice it.
你真的知道神的旨意，必须要身体力行。
When you practice, you no longer infants just eating milk or drinking milk.
当你能够去做的时候，你就不是小孩子，不是婴儿了，不是那个只能喝奶的婴儿了。
You eat solid food.
你是一个吃的干粮的成人呀。当你在行，在实地里去行。
My testimony part two.
Okay, 故事的结果。
So I know the contract is filed on. I talked to the father.
Yeah, yeah, 我已经告诉他所谓的爸爸。然后
on the last day, he was painting, and I was watching him from early in the morning.
然后他最后一天他在游戏的时候，我从一早上就看盯着他看。
There's no evidence he ever painted the last clear coat.
然后一点我发现他根本没有漆，最后那一层所谓的没有颜色的漆。
He charged additional $500 for that clear coat.
Yeah, 为了漆最后那层漆的话，他多收了我$500。
So I talked to him. I did not see you paint the clear coat because I was at the window every 5 minutes. I checked it.
Yeah, 我跟他说你没有漆最后那层透明的漆，因为我在窗户里面。
But he didn't know because I have shade.
很久。
I have shade.So he thought I did not see him.
Yeah, 但是因为是他藏在里面，他没有看到，所以他不知道我在观察他。
I could have done a lot of things.
我可以做很多的事情，可以做很多事情，我可以采取行动的。
The worldly way.
Yeah, 这个属世的事情方法。
And I also deserve or have right to do it.
Yeah, 而且我就是有这个权利去做的。
I told him the contract. Not only that.
不只是如此。
What happens to, then I told him that I call his father.
我跟他讲，我叫了你的爸爸，我打电话给你的爸爸。
So he didn't believe me. So
他不相信我。
So I actually called the guy on the phone.
所以我再次打电话给他的爸爸。
And gave him the phone.
然后把电话给他。
And he didn't want to talk to him. And then finally he talked to him.
然后他本来不想愿意讲，但后来不得已就。
They were speaking Spanish.
他们是用西班牙话在讲。
Very short.
很短。
But in between, I talked to the same guy.
Yeah, 但是我跟同样的一个人已经讲过。
The same guy said, "Don't believe him. Call the cops."
这个人就跟你说，不要相信他，打电话给警察。
And then he said, "I already reported him."
那个真正的那个有执照人就说，我已经报告，已经向警察报告了。
After we hung up the phone,
yeah, 我们把电话挂了以后。
He said, "He didn't tell me nothing."
他就说我没告诉你什么呀。
He didn't tell, the father did not tell him not to do it.
Oh, 他就说我的爸爸没有跟我讲说做什么，不要做什么。
But in fact, the guy is not his father. He said he doesn't know him. He knew that he was using his license. He was on court order not to stop doing this.
Oh, he's been doing this for a long time. Okay. 但是电话那所谓的爸爸其实已经知道这个人冒他的名字做了很多这样违约的事情，所以已经是已经把他报上去了。
I told him the contract is fraudulent.
我跟他讲，你这个合同是违约的，是不合法的合同。
Because the title is another company that does not belong to his father or belongs to him.
因为这不是你的执照，是别人的执照。
So if the fraudulent contract, all party is not subject to the contract itself.
Yeah. 既然这个你的执照都是不合法的，我当然不可以不要照这个合同来执行的。
So I told him that the only recourse is the father, the owner can go after you, could go to jail today because of this.
那个你的这个真正的执照持有人，他是可以把你让你入狱的，因为这个事情可以让你入狱的。I
could have deducted $500, the charge for the things that he didn't do.
然后我这方面呢，我没有帮你让你去。
I didn't do that.
Yeah, 但是我的话，我可以把这五百块钱省下来，不给你这五百块钱。
I could have forced him to produce receipts and other things which he didn't have before I could give him $500. But I didn't.
然后我也可以强迫他说给我开一个正式的收据，然后不要给他这个五百块钱，但是我们要这样做。
I could have done a lot of things, but I didn't do it.
但有很多事情我是可以做的。
I was not angry.
我没有说很生气。
But I did tell him something.
但是我告诉他一些事情。
I told him I earned something today.
我跟他讲说，我今天学到了一些功课。
I thought the people I saw on TV, those who lie, keep lying and lying. I saw them on TV, but I don't know. I saw somebody today.
Yeah, 我一向以为这个在我在电视里面看到很多这些骗子骗来骗去的人，我今天看到the person like that, right? 看到实际上看到这样一个骗子.
Those people when they get caught, they still keep lying.
Yeah. 这骗子当你被抓到以后，他们不会承认，他们会一直骗下去，继续骗。
I said, when somebody gets caught, remorse about it, that's very bad.
Yeah, 如果当一个人受骗被人家抓到了，然后就有后悔的话，已经算是很差了，因为你这个行骗的事实。
If somebody gets caught, still keep lying about it, that's intellectually dishonest, that's the worst kind.
但是一个人，当你骗子被你抓到了，然后还继续在骗的，那是最不好的一种，因为等于是你这没知识嘛，对吧？等于是脑子不够用了。
I told him you are only 24 years old.
我跟他讲，你只有24岁，不是
84.
Yeah, 不是84。
It's not 84.
Yeah, 只有24岁。
What happened? You go when you're at 34.
当你
What are you going to be?
当你是34岁，你会成为一个什么样的人呢？
What happened if you had a business partner did the same thing to you and lied about it?
如果你有一个生意的合伙人，照你这个的样子去对付你的话，你会怎么样？
How do you feel about it?
你会什么样的感受？
And I go, you're a Hispanic background, right?
我说你是一个墨西哥人，墨西哥的背景。
You go to church Sunday?
你礼拜天去教会吗？
You're Catholic?
你是天主教徒吗？
He goes, yes.
Yes, 我是的。
So you going to tell your priest about this?
你会告诉你的神父吗? 去告解吗?
One day when you see Jesus, what are you going to tell him?
当有一天你面对耶稣的时候，你会怎么跟他说呢?
When the video is flashing what you did, will you still deny what you did?
当这个天上的这个电视一直在放这个影片的时候，你要怎么跟耶稣讲呢?
So he was kind of quiet.
然后他就变成沉默了。
But I said I still pay you the whole thing.
我说我还是会付你那个五百块钱。
And I said I'm going to buy more paint and do it myself tomorrow.
但是我会自己去买这个
Or next week.
我自己去做，但是我还是付你这五百。
Know what he said?
你知道他说了什么吗？
He said, "I'll come tomorrow. I'll help you out."
他说我明天我来帮你的忙，我来帮你做。
If he already did it, how come he would come and do another pain?
就是说，如果他已经做了，他干嘛要第二天还再回来帮我去再漆这层漆呢？就表示他根本没做。
So I learned my lessons.
呀，我学到了功课。
Not to conform the world, but I did a little bit.
不要效法这个世界。
Hopefully, I won't do it again.
希望我下次不要再犯这样的错误。 That's a moving story. That's good.
One more. Give me five more minutes.
好，再五分钟哈。 就是还有一个经文。
This is Jesus' ministry example.
耶稣的事工的一个榜样。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章第八节。
You know about this background about Jesus talking with the Samaritan woman at the well.
撒玛利亚井边撒玛利亚人妇人。
At verse 8, the disciples went and gone to the city to buy food.
Yeah, 门徒进城去买食物去了。
And then I'm going to skip verse 14, but when the disciples came back, and they had a conversation between Jesus and the disciples.
门徒回来以后，他们跟耶稣有一个对话。
So when the disciple came and said, Rabbi, eat, verse 31.
门徒对耶稣说，拉比，请吃。
Verse 32, Jesus says, I have food to eat that you do not know about.
耶稣就说，我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。
So the disciple was saying to one another, no one brought him anything to eat, did he?
门徒就彼此问说，诶，有人拿东西给他吃吗？
Jesus said to them,
耶稣就跟他们说,
My food is to do the will of him who sent me and accomplish his work.
我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意。 做成他的工, 这就是我的食物。
Besides praying,
除了祷告,
Jesus did a lot of ministry work.
耶稣也身体力行地做了许多的事工。
Teaching, preaching, healing, and finally went to the cross to save us.
Yeah, 教导, 讲道, 然后医病, 赶鬼, 等等的, 最后是在十字架上, 为了我们, 为了救我们而死在十字架上面。
In reflecting on this sermon,
如果你再回忆，再回想一下我们今天的讲道的话，
I want to ask myself some question and reflect on some keys.
然后我要自己要稍微反思。
What kind of spiritual food do I take consistently?
我一贯性的属灵的食物是什么？
That's my question.
对我自己一个问题。
Am I just praying for my needs, reading the Bible occasionally, and listening to Sunday sermons as my usual spiritual food?
我的属灵的食粮是否就是为自己的需要而祷告, 偶尔读经和礼拜天的听到吗？
Do I really have the knowledge of the Son of God?
我真的认识神的儿子耶稣基督吗？
Do I understand knowing the will of God is not the same as having the knowledge of the Son of God?
我是否知道明白知道神的旨意跟认识神的儿子是两码事？
Would I want to take solid food or just milk?
我是想吃干粮的还是只是想喝奶？
Am I a disciple of Christ, imitating Christ and doing the will of God, using my senses and practice the word of God on a daily basis?
我一个信基督的门徒是否经常效法基督，遵行神的旨意，使用我的官能，每天实践神的话语呢？
These are questions for myself.
这是我问我自己的问题。
I hope these are questions for you too.
希望也是你们扪心自问的问题。
This is the summary of my sermon today.
这是我今天的总讲总纲。
The secret of spiritual growth.
属灵生命成长的秘诀。
Knowledge of the Son of God.
就是认识神的儿子。
Faith in Christ taught by the scripture and equipped for good works.
然后四个要件就是信靠耶稣，明白圣经，装备行善。
Trust in the Holy Spirit for the understanding, the truth, and taught by the Spirit.
知道圣灵，通过圣灵明白真理，教导属灵的事情。
Filled with the knowledge of the will of God, all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
在属灵的智慧悟性上能够知道神的旨意。
Bearing fruits in every good work and increase in the knowledge of God.
在一切善事上结果子，渐渐地多知道神。
If you want to remember one thing,
如果你只要记得一件事情，
knowledge of the Son of God.
那就是认识神的儿子耶稣基督。
If you know who God, Son of God is, it will prevent a lot of trouble.
如果你们知道谁是神的儿子， 你会免去许多的问题，许多的麻烦。
But you have to have four, those four ingredients to it. know the Son of God.
但是要认识神的儿子，你必须要知道这四点。
You have to be a Christian.
必须是一个真的基督徒。
You're taught by the Spirit.
圣灵来教导你。
You know about the Bible.
然后你知道圣经，认识圣经。
You practice the Bible, and increasingly you know the Son of God.
然后认识圣经了以后，你必须要去做这个行善事，然后你慢慢的会渐渐的多知道神。
Let's pray.
好，我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your plan of salvation.
哦，感谢神，我们感谢你的爱以及你的救赎的计划。
Thank you, the Lord Jesus, for your sacrificial ministry in saving all those who believe and put total faith in you.
我们也感谢神，你对那些相信你的人，你给予他们的救赎。
We ask the Holy Spirit to continue to guide us and promise into practicing your word.
我们祈求神，你的圣灵继续带领，让我们能够每天的生活中能够身体力行，行你的善功。
May your name be glorified.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.